at 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. HotCares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
I've got Taylor on the phone. Hello, Taylor.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, listen, we got your letter here, and we know a little bit about you, but we would like to, you know, have a chat with you, and you can tell everyone in Joburg. Before I suppose I go into your story and how, you know, things have been tough, I'd just like to say that obviously here on Hot 91.9, we've got all sorts of stories every single day. And I mean, we try our best to go through, well, we do go through all of them, but we would love to be able to help every single person that needs help. But unfortunately, that's not the case. However, when we looked at your story, Taylor, we see that your family's had a bit of a tough time. And I was saying today to one of the team here, isn't it strange that people who have a tough time, it sometimes seems to follow them? Those tough, you know, things seem to happen to them more often than you just don't seem to be able to get a break.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Taylor, tell me a little bit about your dad, Ivan. He was diagnosed with a rare disease. What's it called?
It's called sarcoidosis.
Sarcoidosis, okay. And that's it's an autoimmune disease where the immune system starts attacking your organs and other parts of your body. And you start to deteriorate because obviously it's difficult to move, difficult to get about, and so on and so forth.
Yes, it's like every day we can see his walking is starting to deteriorate and just his like way of life is getting a lot worse.
And your mum has been struggling as well. Tell me a little bit about your mum. What's your mum's name?
My mum's name is Caroline and she's been our family's rock throughout everything. And she's suffering from depression and anxiety because she's worried about my family and my dad.
And not only your dad, but I mean, and this is when I get to the point where I sit there and go, how much bad luck can a family take? I mean, your younger sister, Shannon, had a bad sports accident not long ago, resulting in her having a brain epilepsy and all sorts of complications there.
Yeah, we compete in cheerleading. So she's a flyer and she got dropped on her head last year. So that's where the epilepsy came into it.
Wow. So dad's struggling with the autoimmune disease. Your mum's struggling just trying to hold the family together. Your sister had an accident last year. You're there.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Taylor? Are you hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Listen, I know that the car is in trouble. Am I correct in saying that? The family car needs a bit of repair, right?
Yes, it does.
And a little bit of cash going towards anything like food on the table would be of huge help at the moment.
It would be amazing.
Well, listen, we believe in trying to turn the corner for families and for people that have bad luck. You know, you get bad luck here and bad luck there and this happens and that. Maybe this is the bit that starts turning it and you start getting a bit of good luck on your side, because HotCares, we're going to sort out that car service because you need to have new tires put on there. We're going to sort those out for you as well. You also need some supplies for the house. So a total value of looking after the car plus tires plus a bit of groceries just to put on the family table. 14,000 rands worth of goods to sort you out and hopefully start
Thank
turning
so
the
much.
Corner. Okay, Taylor.
Thank you so much.
No, it's no problem, my dear. And do me a favor, as the young, I think you're 21, am I not mistaken in saying that?
Yes, you're right.
You've got a lot on your shoulders at the moment, my dear, but you will come out, as I hope your family will, stronger for it. So you go and give them a big hug and say, this is the turning of the tide. It's just begun now.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Tyler. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
This month, HotCares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.